I first saw the light of this world through a 40-watt bulb, dim yet casting a faint glow over the horizon. The rain provided the only momentum. The grey sea otherwise was calm. I saw myself taking eels from the dead soldier's head on the beach amongst spent cartridges. The First World War had come.
Americans and Japanese were doing a torch dance on the island of Luzon. Mountbatten was feeding Burmese elephants shells of every caliber. A widow in Lima was teaching her parrot to say caramba. In the middle of the Pacific, two aircraft carriers that looked like Gothic cathedrals simultaneously sunk each other. A bus conductor in Haparanda was making fried eggs. The armies of Kerniev and Zhukov resumed their forward drive. While rain fell in Ireland, they took Warsaw too late and Königsberg too soon, and did not prevent a woman in Panama from burning her milk, nor did they prevent such activities as thumb twiddling, frowning, looking up and down, handshaking, making babies, counterfeiting, turning out the light, brushing teeth, shooting people, and changing nappies. Inevitably, the thread of events became known as the fabric of history.
It was here the esteem of contemporary states were measured. And eternal truths died into life to remain once and for all. The destructive force of history. There and then I began to believe that the sea was a thin blue line of armed officers separating me from anarchy. Some say I drowned.